Blog Talk Radio.
Further ado, today is That's the Movie with Robert Alfonso Hidalgo. So yeah, today he will just be talking about what he always does, you know, just the whole movie thing, what's going on behind the scenes in Hollywood and so forth. So without further ado, I'm going to have him on the line. Hey, Robert, how are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm doing good.
Okay, great. So tell us, what's going on?
Well, first, let me just say that actually I had the pleasure yesterday, Sunday, to go, if anyone's heard of the movie yet, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. It is starring Ben Stiller, and he's also the director. Well, I was able to see an early screening yesterday of the movie, and Ben Stiller was there at a Q&A, so we were able to ask him questions about the movie and everything. And it was really cool, so you guys can expect that review coming in soon.
Okay.
And I know I just recently with Sasha, I just we just finished filming the like three reviews I had.
Mm-hmm.
They're still being edited, so.
Yeah, they're still in the process. I got kind of bombarded by them, so I'm
they'll be
by mid this week.
Yeah, there's but I think we're gonna there's one Las Vegas, the other one is Nebraska, and the other one's for the book thief. And then you're gonna have this movie coming up. But anyways, I saw it. If you guys weren't fans of Ben Stiller, you're probably fans of him after this movie. So, yeah.
Well, how was it? Was it like a real comedy, or was it that like kind of dumb stuff that he does sometimes?
No, it was nothing like that. It was literally not a stupid comedy. It wasn't anything like Zoolander and none of those movies. It wasn't – it had its really funny moments. That's more just in the writing. But the movie itself was pretty serious, had a pretty serious message to it, and it was kind of inspiring in a way. You guys will probably see what I'm talking about. Maybe it was the soundtrack, because I thought the soundtrack was, like, great, but it was pretty inspiring. It was. But anyways, let's get to the news. What? Well, it's set to release December.
Oh, okay.
So I think December, I don't remember, probably mid-September around there. That's a set date. But anyways, to the news.
All right.
All right, so first bit of news is about the Avengers 2. So the Avengers 2, they want to put this character called Scarlet Witch. Scarlet Witch is this, like, sort of sorceress lady, and she is the daughter of, I think it's her. Yeah, I think she's the daughter of Magneto. I think she's the one who's the daughter of Magneto. So Magneto is the one who controls metal from the X-Men. He's the evil. He's like Charles Xavier's arch nemesis. Well, this is his daughter, and the actress Elizabeth Olsen has been confirmed to play her. Well, finally, it's more like a real confirmation, but this has been something that's been said for weeks. Samuel Jackson accidentally said it once in an interview, and he just said it, and but nobody confirmed it over at Marvel, but now it's just officially confirmed.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just officially confirmed that she's going to be in Avengers 2 Age of Ultron. So that's it. That was pretty much it. Like, everyone knew this was happening, but I guess they just really need to make it official.
Okay.
Yeah, so more news is Marvel news, but this is to the Netflix TV show related that I talked about last week. That Netflix is going to have four Marvel shows, Daredevil, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, and Iron Fist. Well, the writer for the Daredevil TV show is going to be Drew Goddard. And if some of you aren't familiar with Drew Goddard, he co-wrote Cabin in the Woods with Joss Whedon.
Okay.
And that was probably one of my favorite horror movies of all time. And I don't like horror. And this one was just awesome. It was really good. Like, I really recommend seeing it. It makes fun of all horror movies, but yet it still has the beings. The scary part about horror in there at the same time. I don't know how they did it, but it was so great. The movie's outrageous, and I don't even know how it made it to, like, even a theatrical release, but they got it, and the movie's just crazy. It's just all over the place. Not all over the place in a bad way, in a good way. I'm not sure if you've seen Sasha, have you?
No. I'm not.
Yeah, I think it's
the horror movie? I don't know.
I don't like horror.
You know,
I don't like horror movies.
Yeah,
you've watched
more
horror movies than I have. But you've watched more horror movies than I have.
Yeah, I kind of watch them with, like, my fingers over my eyes, you know?
Nah, but if you haven't seen Cabin in the Woods, I highly recommend this movie. It stars, like, Chris Hemsworth before Thor and everything. This movie was filmed way before Thor, and then it took a while to get released, just like Red Dawn, which is a massive piece of crap, the reboot. But either way.
I'm going to have to look at it.
Cabin in the Woods, I think it was on Netflix. It's really good. It's become a cult classic already. It's a really good movie. Anyways, on to the next bit of news. It's a pretty slow news week, but it's some weird stuff here and there. You're going to be like, that's stupid. And, that's okay. But anyways, there is actually three Peter Pan movies in the works at the moment. Live-action Peter Pan projects.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is called Peter Pan and the Starcatchers, and that's based on that Broadway musical. It was pretty good. Gary Ross, the director of the first Hunger Games, he's and also Seabiscuit, he's the one helming this project. The next one is Neverland, which Channing Tatum is producing, and this other guy, Joe Roth, they're working together, and they're trying to get Gavin O'Connor, who directed Warrior, to direct it. Well, the third project, which is the one that's the news about today, is called Pan, and it's going to be an origin story about Peter Pan. I've already seen a miniseries, a British miniseries called Neverland. It had like two episodes, and I think they were on Netflix, and it was pretty good. It was about the origin of Peter Pan. It was interesting. Well, this movie is being directed by Joe Wright. Joe Wright is the director of Hannah, if anybody remembers Hannah.
Yeah,
starring
Saoirse
Ronan. Yeah, or however the hell you pronounce her name. And a script by the guy who did Ice Age Continental Drift, the fourth Ice Age movie. I didn't see it. Didn't look very good. But
I saw it. It was whatever.
Yeah, see, exactly. But either way, the biggest news here is that the pirate, because what happens in Peter Pan is that an orphan and a bunch of other orphan kids are taken into the magical world of Neverland, along with this other guy who was kind of the one looking after them. He was a really nice guy. And when he's taken into Neverland, they kind of split up, and Peter gets in a fight with them. Peter and his orphan friends get in a fight with the guy who was taking care of them in the orphanage. And then he becomes like a pirate. He becomes Captain Hook.
Okay.
That's what happens. He becomes Captain Hook. Well, in this one, in Neverland, instead of that, the pirate, if anybody remembers the pirate Blackbeard, he's going to be pretty much Captain Hook. And what it is that they go into Neverland, and those pirates are going to be there, and they're going to become like the savior of the natives because they lead a rebellion against the evil pirates, which is
so
led by
Blackbeard. In which movie?
Blackbeard is just a real pirate. He was a real pirate.
No, I know. Yeah, I know, but I'm saying I got confused because, the last movie, they actually, he gets kind of like, black, it's all about Blackbeard and Pirates of the Caribbean.
No. I mean, it doesn't have anything to do with the movie. It's just Blackbeard.
Oh, just the character itself. Okay. I understand.
Yeah. It's not owned by that. But anyway, either way, it's Blackbeard. Mm-hmm. And what's probably the most interesting thing, which I'm finally getting to, is that Blackbeard is being rumored to be played by Javier Bardem. If anyone remembers him, he's the bad guy from Skyfall. Or the bad guy from No Country for Old Men. Or the guy in The Counselor. I haven't seen that movie yet. But you know him. You know him, Sasha. He's a really awesome actor, very talented actor. He's Spaniard, and every time he plays a villain, he's just perfect. Amazing.
Okay.
But he's going to be playing, apparently, Blackbeard.
Okay.
It's interesting. And I'm okay with seeing that. I mean, and they said that this movie is going to be like the Batman Begins of Peter Pan movies. It's going to be dark and gritty.
Okay.
It's going to be
serious. So it's going to be like the not childlike side of Peter Pan.
Peter Pan isn't really a childlike thing. Like he's a douche. He's a kid. It's the problem is he's a kid. He never really grew up, and kids are psychopaths. Like kids are in the point where they haven't learned right from wrong. So they become pretty much their little psychopaths if their parents aren't there keeping them in line. And this kid becomes a psychopath. I mean, he cut off Captain Hook's hand because he thought it was funny, because he thought it was a game, not because he thought it would hurt him or anything like that. He did it because he thought he was playing a game.
Peter Pan is not a nice guy.
It's because he's a kid. He, in fact, kills the Lost Boys. The little group, the little kids he has around him, he kills them.
Yeah, the little
he kills
kids.
Them just for fun because he was having fun. Okay. He kills them.
That doesn't sound
and he was
like
an orphan on top of that. Yeah, the thing is, he was an orphan. He didn't really learn right from wrong, and he's actually just a bad guy. He was on Neverland for too long, and it's got to him, you know. So that's maybe they're going to go with that route, which I highly doubt because nobody likes that part of Peter Pan. Anyway, next bit of news is some smaller news. It's for Star Wars Episode 7. I think I said last week that the release date is going to be December, mid-December 2015. That's going to be a release date for the movie. But this news is about actually another casting news. R2-D2, okay. He's going to be in Star Wars Episode 7.
No way.
Little Blue Robot.
Yeah, yeah. What about the
C-3PO?
The gold one, the copper looking dude.
Yeah, C-3PO. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he's. I'm not sure. I think he's going to be in it. I haven't said anything about him. At least I don't remember. But yeah, R2-D2 is going to be in it, and it was kind of confirmed with just a tweet, a picture of R2-D2 and J.J. Abrams and everyone else at the studio.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a picture next to R2-D2. So yeah, it's going to be in there. They're going to be helping the Jedi's from this movie.
Okay. Okay.
Cool stuff. Well, next bit of news is Jurassic World news. Like, this movie is just, like, nonstop news every week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Chris Pratt, anybody remember is Chris Pratt? You have to. If you've seen the Parks and Recreation, he plays Andy something. I keep forgetting the last name. He's, like, an idiot. He's really awesome. And he's like, one of my favorite characters on Parks and Recreation. And he's also going to be in Galaxy of the Guardians. Guardians of the Galaxy. What is wrong with me? Guardians
mm-hmm.
of the Galaxy. My bad. He plays, what's his name? Star-Lord. He's like one of the main characters. And you should see actually how much weight he had to lose to be able to play that character and how like fit he had to get. Because he was like a pretty average guy. He was just pretty chubby. And he had to like lose a bunch
mm-hmm.
of weight. It was pretty cool. Yeah, he's also the lead voice in the Lego movie. If anybody's seen the trailers or heard of it, it looks really awesome. But yeah, he's going to be the voice in the Lego movie. Anyways, the thing is, he's been rumored to be in early negotiations for Jurassic World. And we already have three actors confirmed. You know, Bryce Dallas Howard, that chick, redhead.
Okay.
We also have Ice Simpkins. He's from Insidious, and also from Iron Man 3, he played the little kid, and Nick Robinson from The Kings of Summer, great movie, by the way, he's also confirmed, but Josh Brolin, who originally was, you know, rumored and confirmed about to, like, star in there, he has passed the lead, he's no longer going to be in the lead role, so maybe
okay.
It might be Chris Pratt might play the dad, which is kind of weird, because he's pretty young. I don't think he'd be a dad with kids that old already, but they can probably do it. They can probably make him look older, but definitely I would like to see him in a leading role as in Jurassic World. Be nice. And and also for a supporting role, but also a very crucial role, is this guy called Irfan Khan. He's very, very, he's in a lot of movies. He was in Amazing Spider-Man. He was in The Life of Pi. You probably know him when you see his face, but he's in a lot of movies, and he's been rumored also for that to play a key supporting role. Maybe he's going to play like a bad guy or something.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe something. Yeah, that's what it is, yeah. Oh, yeah, Chris Pratt was also in Zero Dark Thirty. So there you go.
You know that movie, I don't know, what did you think about Zero Dark Thirty? I know that's very old news, but still.
I thought it was whatever. It was okay.
I think it was a whack interpretation.
Yeah, I thought it was just whatever. Like, Oscar-worthy? Probably not. Oscar-nominated?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, but. Yeah, I thought
mm-hmm.
it was whatever. I didn't think it was, like,
okay.
amazing. It wasn't no blocker.
Okay.
All right, and another small news, Mission Impossible 5 gets a release date of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
It gets a 2015 release. Oh, and also Assassin's Creed, the video game, is being adapted into a movie. If some of you haven't heard, it's starring Michael Fassbender from Prometheus.
Mm-hmm.
What other movies? Some other movies, a bunch of movies. He was in The Counselor as well. That one got a 2015 release date as well. I can't remember the date right now, but it was a specific date. But it was 2015. You're going to expect the movie And I sincerely hope this comes out as good as I hope, because the people attached to the game, the production, are really big fans of the game. Michael Fassbender is a huge fan of the game. In fact, he's one of the producers. He was the reason this movie is even being made. So hopefully this is good.
Okay.
Now, the last bit of news, which is probably the stupidest news you're going to hear all week or day, whatever, is if anybody's familiar with the mobile game, the Temple Run,
mm-hmm.
the running game, you know, where you play like this character, like Indiana Jones, and he's escaping these demonic skull-faced monkeys, apes
mm-hmm.
thing. Well, that's being turned into a movie. That's being adapted into a production by Warner Brothers.
Wow.
Let's just let that sink in for a little. You got it?
Okay.
Hold out.
I got it.
You see?
I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wrong with Hollywood. That's really what's wrong with Hollywood.
Why do they have out of the game? Can they not be any more creative? Something else? Something
could they have
else?
At least gotten a... I mean, could they have at least gone with a game? Like, you know how Assassin's Creed was a very story-driven game, and it had very amazing story, and it could be a movie, but you go with Temple Run, where it's literally just nothing.
It literally is nothing. The dude's literally just running away.
It's just like when they made a movie about when they adapted to Super Mario Brothers. At the time when they had adapted that movie, that game had literally no story to it.
Mm-hmm.
And also this other game called Double Dragon. It was just pointless fighting with friends. It was just a game literally of fun, not to enjoy a story, but to have fun with your friends. That's what Double Dragon was. And they made it into a game, and it was like, it had no story to it, but yet they made it into a script. Was the movie any good? No, it was not. The movie was crap. I don't know how Hollywood hasn't learned. Each of those movies were just terrible.
If there's money, bro, that's all that really matters.
I don't know. I mean, Angry Birds, a movie for that? That's like stupid. That's so dumb. It's going to be so terrible.
Yeah.
So ridiculous. Like, what? If they're going to do one, like, they're just literally making up a whole entire story and just using the birds from Angry Birds because there's no story to it. And the same thing with Temple Run. It's going to be like a supernatural adventure movie. And I don't know. It's like going to be Indiana Jones. You know how the end of Indiana Jones is always something supernatural? That's exactly what this whole movie is going to be. Indiana Jones, the end of Indiana Jones put into a whole film. That's what we're going to see. Because all the Indiana Jones movies, something supernatural ends up happening at the end, or something sci-fi-like.
Yeah,
cursed or something like that. Or yeah, exactly. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I wanted to mention something. This is video game news. If anybody's familiar with the franchise Uncharted,
yes.
Starring Nathan Drake, it's considered like the 21st century version of Indiana Jones. Well, the fourth game in the series has just been announced this week. It was a teaser trailer, and I'm a huge fan of this game. It's one of my favorite games of all time. Sasha can tell you that. It's really one of my favorites. It was announced in the teaser trailer.
He spoke about it for like.
Yeah, the teaser trailer, they didn't even show off Nathan Drake, but I was so excited that it was announced. It's going to be for the PlayStation 4 only. And I metaphorically peed myself when I was watching the trailer. It was so awesome. The trailer didn't really say anything. It wasn't like a really amazing trailer, but it was just awesome because I was so excited for it. So if anybody is fans of Uncharted, there is a fourth game in the works, if you haven't heard. But yeah,
okay.
Terrible, terrible stuff. Temple Run movie. God. But yeah, and the Uncharted 4 thing is good. That's good news. That's good news. Good stuff. But still...
When do we get to pre-order? Is it out for pre-order yet, or what's going on?
Nah, we haven't even seen a trailer for it yet. They're not going to release a pre-order. We're not going to hear anything for months. They did the same thing with The Last of Us. They had a teaser trailer. It was a pretty decent trailer. It gave more information than they gave in this trailer, but I'm expecting an official like good game trailer involving gameplay and cinematics. At the Video Game Awards, the Spike Video Game Awards this year, usually that's what those are for. The Spike Video Game Awards, they have no legitimacy to it whatsoever. It's all one big, stupid, terribly huge show, which is filled with product placement and advertising. That's all it is. There's nothing else to the to that show. Like, it's cool that video games are getting, you know, something on TV, but it's become just like a parody of game show, of like award shows. But they usually use that for big game like announcements. So expect like a, I'm going to expect a huge like announcement for Uncharted 4 there.
Hey, do you know anything about the, do you know there's going to be any Machinima Awards this year? Have you heard of any?
Yeah, actually the Machinima Inside Gaming Awards are going to, they're in the works now.
December,
right now, they're,
right?
People are,
December.
Yeah, people are able to vote already. You can start voting for Game of the Year. Yeah, last year me and Sasha went to the Inside Gaming Awards here in L.A.
It was pretty exciting.
It was really cool.
Was
yeah. I got to meet Troy Baker. I got to meet one of my favorite voice actors, Troy Baker. He's the voice of Joel in The Last of Us, Booker in BioShock Infinite, as well as the Joker in the Batman Arkham Origin. He plays the young Joker. And that guy is so talented, it's ridiculous. He has too much talent to be like a human being.
Yeah, Robert.
And he can't be human and have so much talent.
Like, Robert the type of dude that isn't like taking pictures with anybody, and he was like, "I want this picture. I want."
I was starstruck, guys.
Yeah.
I was starstruck. I couldn't. I didn't even talk. Sasha was the one talking, and
you're like,
hey, that guy
I'm like,
is
look, this is my brother. He's like your biggest fan.
Yeah, look,
I'm
pretty tall. I'm pretty tall, okay, and I'm like around 6 feet. And this guy was taller than me. He was like 6'5", 6'6", something around there. And yeah, he was with the other guy too. And I got to hug him and stuff. We took a picture. It was pretty awesome. The picture came out terrible because iPhones take terrible pictures, apparently. Just crap pictures.
You would think. I mean, we tried to make it up, but you see the essence of the picture, you know, with us three.
You can still see it. I'm like super excited to be there. That was like the
yeah.
like the best day of the night, and I didn't see him the rest of the way, but it was so random. We walked outside, and there he is having a smoke with somebody. I'm like, no way, it's Troy Baker.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. He's like the Tom Hiddleston of video games, of the voiceover world. Tom Hiddleston, you know, guys, Sasha from Loki, who played Loki in Thor. Yeah,
oh,
that guy.
That's his
if you've
name?
Seen any,
okay.
Yeah, Tom Hiddleston. if you see his interviews, this guy is too much. Is too talented to be human as well. Like these guys, like it doesn't make sense. Like they have to be. They're handsome, and then they're really talented and really nice. It's like, well, you're not giving any other guys a chance. Compared to one of those guys, I'm like a disoriented monkey.
Disoriented monkey. Jesus.
But anyways, we have to start wrapping up now. We're reaching the end of the show. Aren't we now?
Pretty much.
But,
so tell
people
where they can find you.
So you guys, you know, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, at TheRealRobertAH, and as well as on YouTube and stuff, and The Sasha Marino Show. You can check out my, you know, column at TheSashaMarinoShow.com under topics. That's the movie. And on YouTube, you can search up The Sasha Marino Show, check out the channel. She has her own videos there, and I have my That's the Movie stuff. Just check it all out. Check out the website. Check out everything. And,
perfect.
If you guys feel like listening to this over again, I think this is recorded, right, Sasha? And then you, like, post it?
Yes, this is actually an archive. This will become an archive on our podcast, on our podcast website, which you guys are listening from right now, Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to us in so many apps right now. We're available even on the BlackBerry Podcast app and TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, even on iTunes. You guys can download our podcast on iTunes.
Yeah, like we're even available on obscure things like the BlackBerry Podcast. Like the BlackBerry is not even famous anymore. That's how
exactly.
like everywhere we are.
So if you have no excuse not to listen to us right now. Like, we're everywhere. Just, you know, search us in.
I mean, even if you're one of those, like, few people that still have a BlackBerry, you're going to be able to listen to us. God,
yeah,
what happened to the BlackBerry? Nobody wants it
even
anymore.
Even the Zune. We're even available on the Zune marketplace. Like, who even has a Zune
exactly.
anymore? Like, come on
Zune,
now.
Zune, like, lost its value after the iPod Touch just came out and just destroyed it completely.
Yeah. But it's still, like, the Zune marketplace
there.
Is still, like, the Microsoft iTunes,
yeah.
you know?
It's Microsoft's response to the iPod.
Yeah, it's the iPod. So make
it's
sure you
bad,
download your podcast
okay?
everywhere.
We're not saying the Zune is bad. It's good.
Oh, no, not at all.
But it's just Microsoft's version of it. If you don't want to be a follower and go into and buy Apple stuff, then
yeah.
go ahead and get a Zune. Be a hipster. You're fine. Buy stuff like
all right,
that. So anyways.
Tune in every Monday, 3 o'clock Eastern, 12 p.m., Pacific time to listen to Robert's That's the Movie.
Time.
And I promise that I'll totally have his movie reviews by mid this week. Okay? So check out our YouTube.
Yeah,
page.
She's our editor, okay? She's the editor of the videos. So it takes a while to edit those things. Okay?
Yeah.
So don't worry about
Thanks.
It. Like it probably and she has her own stuff, but I have to start learning to edit so she doesn't have to do it all on her own.
Yeah. So, I mean, just make sure to subscribe and what is it, bro? Subscribe and share and comment.
Yeah, subscribe, share, like, comment, leave comments. I mean, I haven't checked the videos in a while, but there probably should be some comments from somebody because
mm-hmm.
I want somebody giving their opinions. And remember, you guys can call in and listen. I mean, call in and give your own opinion. You can interrupt us and be like, oh, we have a caller on the line. They want to say something. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Call us during these radio things. Give us your opinion.
Yeah, totally. It makes it more interactive. All right, Rosa, thank you so much for your time. thank you
it's
for
not,
your time
because
today.
I'm just
I'll
talking
catch you next
crap.
Week. It's
all
okay.
Right.
All righty then.
Look forward
Bye.
To it. Bye, everyone.
I got my